We like that song. I think that Stefan and Eugene are really good at piano and bass, and I like when they play them, especially when they solo. That one's going to be on our album. We just recorded it. We're mixing it. We're going to have it mastered. You do that for albums. Generally, good albums. And you should listen to it when it's out. You can see when we're going to release it by following me on Instagram at ARIPENT, that's at REPENT. That's where you can see updates about our music and when we're doing it and how we're doing it. This next song is called In Love Alone. this is our first time playing it. We've never even rehearsed it. And you shouldn't either. Rehearsal is for nerds. So we're going to play it for you now. And it goes how it goes. See you in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Just while I find out what our next song is. Well, we have about time for one more. Incredible. This next one is maybe our most difficult song. Which the band just asked me not to pick, but I'm going to because I hate them. It's called Dizzy. It's in an incomprehensible time signature. And if you try to figure it out, I was going to say something that you're not supposed to say on radio. You should go enjoy a really nice relaxing shower. With like expensive shampoo.
Thank you.
Song. Thanks for listening. We've been the Ari Pent Trio. You're listening to some combination of the letters W, M, F, and O, with W definitely coming first. Thanks.
All right, that was the Ari Pent Trio. They'll be in a bit to chat. I'm going to get back to some music. This is a band called Stars Like Ours.
I was talking to my friend.
Don't wanna
was talking to my friend about how the times have changed. The places we went yesterday.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
They say no one loves a quitter, but it's been getting hard to love myself. I'm either paranoid or bitter about everybody else. Keep your feet on the ground now, but the earth is giving out now.
Car you crashed it now. We used to get day drunk and you lasted, yeah. If you name a location, I'll be there, yeah. The best damn cigarette break we ever had. I would pick you up from the restaurant. Drive at a surfside beach and jump in with our clothes on. Then you got undressed in the parking lot. It's still my favorite spot. The best damn cigarette break we ever had. Smoking your parliament light and swearing it's the last. You used to call me. Call it a cat.
last damn cigarette break we ever had.
All right, that was We Demand Parachutes. Song was Best Damn Cigarette Break We Ever Had. Before that, Weekend Friends. And that song was called Quitter. WMFO in Medford. On a Time with Mikey D. I'm here with the guys from Ari Pent, well, guys and girls from Ari Pent Trio. So you guys all meet at Berkeley?
Yeah.
So Berkeley seems to be, I've had a lot of bands on who have met at Berkeley. I guess it's, you know, that's, you're there for music, so you're... You meet people of a similar ilk, and so...
It's crazy, you know, you go to music college, and I won't speak for them, but I was mostly expecting to meet pre-med people, but it's crazy, there's a lot of musicians there, and it's a lot of opportunities to, like, collaborate and meet people who feel good to work with, you know?
Yeah, and how long you been together as a... first, what are your names? Are you? Who's? Is there an Ari Pent here?
I'm Ari Pent. Ari Pent. I'm Ari Pent.
And I'm Eugene. And I'm Stefan Dressler.
Ah, okay. And so, how long you guys been in a band, so to speak?
Hey. Oh, man. That's a really good question.
I think we started in, like, last September.
Yeah, that sounds...
Last October, September.
Like, yeah, that sounds mostly right. It took me forever to get this project off the ground. I wrote all those tunes, and I've been sitting on them for, like, some of them since I was, like, 16. I'm 22 now.
Wow.
You know, you get to Berkeley, and you look for people to play with.
Yeah.
Jazz music, which no one wants and no one pays for. And
you gotta embrace all music, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you try and find, oh, God, bass players are so hard to find.
That's a tough one, really, getting someone to play bass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because everyone needs a bass player, so everyone pays a bass player, and then you say, hey, man, do you want to come down to this club? We can maybe get, like, $15 in the tip jar. And they say, no, I'm going to go play this pop gig that I can feed myself with.
Right, right.
And, you know, piano isn't that much easier, but it's an economy of... working people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do it for the art.
So you've been at it, so it's a little less than a year, right?
Yeah. I've known them both longer than that. I had a class with Stefan where we played together, and I met Eugene at a party, and then played for some audition. Yeah, some audition.
Yeah. Are you, I think I heard in when you were playing, great job, by the way, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Obviously, Berkeley students because of your skills, but are you gonna put like a recording out, a full length?
We just recorded an album. It's I think 9 songs long.
Wow.
Which is, oh my God, so much jazz.
That's a good bit. A lot of times nowadays I see bands, it's kind of common, they'll drop a single and they'll put a couple singles, and a lot of people just go the EP route first.
Yeah.
Although with jazz, I would imagine, I don't know of any jazz EPs. Generally, I would think jazz, you're going a full-length thing with that.
You know, I mean, the business-savvy people will put out an EP, like, you know, Braxton Cook or, you know, Robert Glasper, I think, has some, like, EP-length stuff out. But those are for smart people with a plan. And being smart is dumb. So I think we're just going to release it because, you know, why bother?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't talked to them about it. I think they're only finding out about this. But.
I saw something, because I kind of tried to dig around for some stuff. And this is random and a little maybe off topic, but I saw something on Instagram with involving a Green Day cover. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh my God! They had nothing to do with that. That's just me.
You did though.
I
You guys were like, I didn't know anything about this.
I was inspired by Stefan. He wears these checkered Vans, and I decided to buy some. I decided to buy myself some checkered Vans. He just for all of you tuning in.
Yes.
This is Ira Glass. Stefan just put his kicks on display for all of us to see.
Yeah.
I went and bought some checkered Vans, and I had also recently gone shopping for Hawaiian shirts and a studded belt. And, you know, it was a true ska outfit. I was reborn as Skari instead of Ari. And I made a ska cover of Basket Case by Green Day for fun. And that is the...
That's a story.
It's a story. It's a horrible story, but
I enjoyed it.
I was not expecting that to come up, and I'm somewhat glad it did. That's incredible.
Yeah, I was just scrolling through, and I saw it, and I found it odd and amusing. But
it's a great cover. It really is.
Thank you. Yeah. Much love, much love. Stay humble.
So have you played out in a lot of clubs?
I have. I mean, I can't speak for them.
As a trio, as the Ari...
Oh, God, no. This is like our third...
Ever gig, appearance?
Fourth, yeah. I mean, Boston is an exhausting city to book in.
But there's some stuff coming up, actually.
Yeah, we have stuff coming up. We have February 23rd at the Union Tavern.
Oh, yes.
We have something at Berkeley, actually, coming up in March, which I'll be posting about. We have a show happening in Alston at a club that I believe is just called Jazz Underground. I think that's March 10th.
So you get some stuff.
Yeah, we got some stuff. We're playing out. You know, it took a while to get everything tight enough to feel confident gigging with. It's difficult music.
The music is not easy. Yeah.
Not easy.
Right.
Sorry.
It's amazing, though. Like,
yeah.
There's...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're in... I mean, I have no musical skill whatsoever. I just play people's music on air. But, you know, I imagine a punk band is pretty bang-bang. It's not... doesn't I mean, not that they don't require skills. I'm sure it does. But I imagine jazz being a whole nother animal as far as getting it together to play live and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, especially like this, a lot of time signature changes and you know, I mean, punk has all that, like, at the drive-in, then Mars Volta, and if you listen to the Soviets, they have some cool time signature stuff.
There's also some punk in like the Dullness.
Yeah.
Tune. There's a punk moment in there.
Yeah, I've been meaning to arrange a cover for us of Linoleum by NoFX. But as a ballad, because I think that song has a beautiful melody.
That'd be interesting as well.
I mean, I play punk gigs and I play this gig and all. You know, I play whatever.
Are you in various bands? Are you focusing on this right now?
This is the only thing that I lead, at least as a live project right now. But, you know, I play around with other people when they need a drummer. And at least on drums... this is not that far off from punk. It's pretty bang bang.
The
biggest thing that's different about this from punk is that I really have to listen to these guys. I mean, I'm sure you guys both have experience playing other bang bang music, and you can speak to it on your instrument. But as a punk drummer, your job is just to lay down the time, do it loud, do it fast, do it competently.
Yeah.
And here my job is to play it loud, do it fast, do it competently, and then respond to other people.
Yeah.
Which is difficult. You ever try and hold a conversation? Herculean task. And then doing it with something other than words?
Yeah.
What's one step up from Herculean? Titanic?
I don't know. Is that below or above? I'm going to take your question.
But it's fun. It's fun when it works, when the conversation is going.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
Right.
We've messed around with some avant-garde ideas in rehearsal that are just, like, completely communicative, and I think that's some of the, like, most fun and fulfilling stuff, at least for me, is just thinking of ways to respond. But, you know, I don't know. What's it like for you guys? How is this different than other styles for y'all?
I think, the communication part is definitely very special because it's a trio, and like you can actually make conversation happen, and you can respond, and you are heard when you respond because there's not as many participants and as maybe as other groups.
Yeah.
So that's it's really fun, and it's a different vibe every time we play a song. The next time we play it, it'll feel different. So
yeah, I whipped out. Some stuff happened tonight that I was like, oh, that'll be cool. And then I had never done it. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but it's a lot more fun to find out than it is to let it go without saying.
You know? So is the music a collaboration? Do you all even put into the songs?
Or? Yeah. I mean, I write them, but...
Then it fills in around the...
No, I write them and then they turn them into songs, you know?
Okay, yeah, it's
like, what's a good way to put this? It's really easy to mix paint.
Yeah.
But a painter's job is a lot harder than a paint manufacturer.
Okay.
And I think that they're much more painterly than I am.
That's a Berkeley statement. Like that's I'm going with that. That's like that took some thought to.
I know I'm just the worst, aren't I?
No, that was good. That was good explanation of things. But I don't know if anything else. The clock's ticking. But is there anything else you want to? I think you plugged your gigs. But anything else you want to say?
Follow us on Instagram. I'm at Ari Pentz. Stefan is at Dressler, just
dr.eslr.
Yeah, and what are you?
My name's Eugene
Hands. That's okay. With one J.
All right, thanks again, guys. And I'm gonna get to playing back to playing some music.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. Thanks for coming in. Absolutely. Sounded great.
Appreciate it.
Yep, I'm gonna play something by what do we got lined up here. Something by Jenny D and the Delinquents. Actually, this is a cover song by Jenny D and the Delinquents. Here we go. Oh, shit. Should be. Oh, I got the wrong thing. Yeah, wait. My glasses.
You good?
Bye. better fighting when I come stumbling in.
All right, played quite a bit of stuff there. That last song was a song called Here I Am. Band was called Wired for Sound. Before that, We Demand Parachutes with Cigarette Break. Eddie Japan, Walk Away. Actually, I played the We Demand Parachutes song earlier, but I forgot to mention it. Jenny D and the Delinquents, Fox on the Run. 11:53. I got a couple more for you. This is one by a band called Avoid One Thing. All right, as I said, that was Avoid One Thing with a song called Enemy. It's 11:57 WMFO in Medford. I'm listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Skybar. I'm Skybar. I've been here guest hosting. Always a pleasure to do so. I'm going to leave with one by Kid Gulliver. This is their brand new single. But once again, WMFO in Medford, On the Town. And this is Kid Gulliver. Brand new single.